we're having sustained, if modest, increases in housing activity, not only on the existing side, but also new home construction.
And you say the strongest specific area of recovery in the existing home market seems to be coming from investors and from people buying second homes. What's behind that, Hank?
It appears to be a combination of things. Investors from overseas and investors in the United States are snapping up these properties. They've been very depressed in price. Interest rates are very low. And now investors are coming in and scooping these properties up. Realtors report that sales of second homes and homes that are for tourism are up more than 50% across Central Florida, and that the inventory of these homes has gone down dramatically over the last 6 months.
Why is that distinction important, Hank? What, the distinction between a foreign investor or a domestic investor coming in and purchasing a home versus a purchase by a Central Floridian looking to buy a home to live in?
Well, I think the distinction is that it brings money from outside the area, and so it's not dependent upon the local growth, the local employment, local household formations. It's dependent upon investors wanting to add real estate to their portfolios and seeing it as a good investment.
Who are these people? Who are these foreign investors? Where are they coming from?
Well, they're coming from all over. We have a lot of strength coming from Canada in particular, and a lot of strength from South America, Brazil here, Puerto Rico. And then there's a lot of domestic investors that see this as an opportunity to rent properties in the tourism marketplace.
And of course, you know, while for many working folks here in Central Florida, a home purchase might still be a bit out of reach, overall the home prices here are still less expensive than in other parts of the country or apparently other parts of the world.
Oh, much less expensive. And, you know, we're talking about a 6% increase in prices over the last year. It'll take 5 years at this rate to even get us back to 2003 levels. So we have a long way to climb back on the price level. But the sales are increasing, over 10% rate of increase in the Orlando metropolitan area. And the inventory is down 41% compared to last year. So at current sales rates in Orlando, Tom, the inventory is only 3.5 months of supply, which is relatively narrow.
So the Orlando metro region is doing pretty well. What about other parts of Central Florida, Hank, like Daytona and Palm Bay and Melbourne?
Daytona and Melbourne are a little weaker. They haven't had the job growth we've had in Orlando. In each place, the sales are down about 2%. But in Deltona, in Daytona, in Melbourne, in Palm Bay, prices on average are still up about 5 to 6%.
So it looks as if we're finally starting to work through the inventory of existing homes on the market. Does that mean that we will soon see an uptick in new home construction?
Not only does it mean that, that's in fact what's happened. New home construction is up over 35% over the last year. And we're seeing builders reporting very strong levels of activity through their sales centers and strong levels of contracting. And so what I expect will happen is that this momentum for new home sales is going to accelerate over the next 6 months, and it's going to start to absorb some of the construction workers who haven't been able to find jobs.
What's behind this sudden acceleration in housing starts after being in such a depressing slump for so long?
Well, I think the four biggest things are there's very low prices, very low interest rates, there's a lot of pent-up demand, and the sales of existing homes that we talked about that have increased here in Central Florida, well, that's happened all across the country. And so that's given people the opportunity to sell their homes in the Northeast and the Midwest and be able to move to Florida. So the builders are reporting that a significant amount of the new activity they're seeing in their sales centers is from people who've just sold their homes and want to move to Florida.
Now, as we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation today, construction, historically one of the state's major employment sectors, has been suffering. It was one of the few industries still laying people off. At least that was the case when the last jobs the most recent jobs figures were released. Do you think this increase in home sales will translate into a turnaround in construction hiring?
The improvements in the housing market will not only help construction, because we've seen a significant increase in building permits, as we discussed, but we've also seen increases in employment in finance, insurance, and real estate that are all related to our housing markets.